ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। और शैल वी से टुडे आई एम महावीर शिव शक्ति, आई एम महावीर शिव शक्ति means what does it mean? Mahavir means brave. Mahavir means victorious. Mahavir means powerful. Mahavir means fearless. The topic this evening, what is the topic for this evening? How to overcome laziness, yeah? That's what it is? Yes, that. If I have to conquer something, what is important that I need to have? What consciousness I should have? Where are we? We are, and we, what are we? Who are we at this moment? If I have to conquer something, overcome something, win something, achieve something, there is a different kind of consciousness is there. And so, we are godly students. What are we studying? We are studying Raja Yoga. We are studying in Godly University. We are, when we are studying, a good student is always has the aim to achieve something. If we say we are on a battlefield, a warrior has the aim, what? To be victorious. We are moving on a high, towards high destination. We are climbing up the mountain. We are earning an enormous income. Now just think of these four things. Study, battlefield, earning an income, and climbing Everest mountain and higher than that. Can you imagine? Could there be laziness? For example, if you are climbing up the mountain, can there be someone sleepy by climbing the mountain? One has to be very alert. When you are on a battlefield, you cannot say, okay, a little bit, let me sleep. No, a little bit more. only few minutes more I can sleep. Even if you are tired, you become very active. So when we say we are Shiv Shakti Pandava Army, we are conquering Maya Ramana. We are conquering Maya Ramana. What is first we have to conquer? First we have to conquer Ravana or first we have to conquer Maya? What is the difference between Maya and Ramana? Is the same? Just like in the kingdom of Sri Lakshmi Sri Narayan, in perfection, perfect action, there is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan who governs, who rules, who gives, maintains the system, authority. So on one side, golden age and silver age is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, godly kingdom, Ram Rajya, the kingdom of Rama, golden age, silver age, godly kingdom, divine kingdom. In the copper and iron age, it is Ravana's kingdom, Maya's rule. Ravana's kingdom, Maya's rule. Now once again, the difference between Maya and Ravana. Ravana means five vices. Big, powerful enemy. As Baba said today, lust is the greatest enemy. Anger is no less. When we are defeated by anger, we lose our rule of peace. We lose the inner kingdom of coolness, peace, sweetness, gentleness, love, sweetness. Then there is the kingdom of greed. We lose our royalty. We become poor, beggar. We always feel, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have. There is always discontentment ruling, dissatisfaction prevailing in the heart, in the feelings, in our interaction. And there is attachment, always fear of losing something. There is sorrow, attachment. Fear of losing. Why I'm losing? Because I'm attached to something. And separation brings pain. Everywhere suffering. Sadness. There's no happiness inside. When there is lust, Vivek Baba said that the body becomes weak, sick, It is connected with the physical organs, very much dependence on the body, body consciousness. It has effect on health. Lifespan in the golden age is so long because of purity. It's such a spiritual energy that there is natural beauty. It's pure energy that the karmic matter is in harmony. We live long time. Lifespan is longer. We leave the body, leave the costume with our own wish. We take the new body with great pleasure. No fear, no bondage. Matter and mind are in harmony. When ego is ruling, intellect becomes very egocentric. Inside is fear of losing respect. You begin to disrespect others. It's overconfidence, false confidence. You begin to doubt others. So you see there is a connection between Maya Ramana. They are a couple. Just Lakshmi and Narayana are a couple. Maya Ramana. Ravana does not rule alone. Forceful form of Ravana means vices. Gentle form of Ravana means weaknesses and vices, weaknesses and defects, shortcomings. They look very small things. Do not look very big. Do not look, oh really, it is so bad. It's okay. Very gently they take over our consciousness, create many different things in ourselves. So Maya Ramana. Ramana means five vices. Maya means five weaknesses. Jealousy, hatred, competition, carelessness, and laziness. Laziness. You think, I am not causing harm to anybody. I will do it myself, no? We justify situations for ourselves. I will do it. It's my responsibility. I will do it. It's not so hurry. If others try to hurry up, please wait. I will do it. Or we convince ourselves, I'm so tired, no? I'm really tired. What we remember, the activity of a whole day which has already passed. Whole day I had been working so hard, no? In the night also I did not sleep well, no? Especially at Amrit Vela, Maya says, okay now, who is in front of you? Me or Baba? Remembering Baba at Amrit Vela. But Maya says, no, I should also come with you. Oh, you are going to Amrit Vela? Wait, I also come. Wait. Okay, get up in the morning, alarm is on. Yeah, it's 10 to 4. It's okay, 4 minutes more. 4 o'clock I will be in Baba's room. Get the shawl or blanket, 5 minutes more. So Baba, I am remembering Baba, Maya is remembering me, laziness is remembering me. So I woke up. So it was, in fact, awaking was, even alarm did not play. And yet eyes opened. Oh, it's 3:30. Half an hour still, no? It's okay. Half an hour still. Little bit more I can sleep. I'm tired. So if there was real tiredness, my eye would not have opened. It means body, whatever my body wanted, the rest, that has been achieved. It is the tiredness of the mind which brings heaviness. And so, we don't become active. Action doesn't take place. Awareness is there, but action is not there. So where awareness there is there and action is missing, that's called laziness. Where you know that it is responsibility, but it is carelessness, it's laziness. So this is why today Baba said, in order to conquer laziness, you need to be active, accurate, all round, alert, active, creative, alert. Because laziness overpowers. And so it is, sometimes it's a personality. The souls are very active. It's not that they are not active. Sometimes it is very, so much enthusiasm is there that it's action, all the time actions are taking place. It's not a question of not being active in everyday activity of karma yoga. And in fact, it is not that the body is tired. It's the laziness, Baba speaking about the subtle laziness. Moving slowly. It's interesting, in Ramayana, the wife of Ravana is called Mandodari. Mand, slow. Slow motion, slow movement. It looks very gentle. But here it is that I don't want to act with enthusiasm that it is. I will do it. Or I say, at the moment I cannot do it. I'm not capable to do it. You do not create a deep enthusiasm in yourself. And when enthusiasm is missing, or realization of real power is missing, then laziness comes. Or intoxication is missing. Who do I belong to? What is my aim and object? And so this is why, let us discover these four different areas to overcome laziness. We are studying in Godly University. So we are studying in Godly University, but my consciousness is, I'm studying. Now I have to check, am I studying in a school or university? Am I studying to get a degree of Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan, of divinity? Or I'm learning Raja Yoga? Learning. And today Baba said, learning yoga, learning remembrance. Now yoga means the intellect has to be connected and active. It means the power of love has to be there. You cannot copy love. Love comes from your own heart. Why Baba said, remembrance cannot be taught. If I'm waiting for somebody to teach me remembrance, how to remember Baba, that is laziness. Waiting somebody should teach me how to remember Baba. So I'm not opening my own heart. I'm not creating that deep loving feeling of appreciation. This is minding, making the heart active, mind active. Positive, powerful. So I am teaching myself appreciating what Baba has given me. The heart will open. Remembrance. What is remembrance? Can you remember something which you have not experienced? Do you remember anything which you have not experienced at all? Either you have experienced in your life, or you have heard and thought about it, or you have seen and through experience on that level. Remembrance is actually revising, once again coming in the mind, which belonged to me. It was a member of my consciousness. It was part of my experience before. So last kalpa also we did experience. Once again is called remembrance. Recalling that remembrance. Recalling the experience is remembrance. And so now, I'm studying once again, I'm studying, but which level, what level is my study? Am I in a school? On one side I have a lot of enthusiasm, I want to go to school, like a child, no? Making very ready, and then sometime I'm afraid of might be others kindergarten, certain though not going well with others. I sometimes pulled by them, sometimes afraid of them. Losing enthusiasm, making excuses is also laziness. Am I studying in college? So I have to become more active. Am I studying in university? Godfathered university. So universal truth I have to understand. Universal laws I understand. And I understand the laws of spirituality, laws of nature, laws of society. So then when I understand that it is a school, I am studying, reward will be according to my study. I study, as if you want to become Sri Lakshmi Sri Narayan, you need to win a scholarship. You pass, you want to become ordinary subjects, subjects of subjects, servants and maid servants. It's a different level of study. Okay, we can study, in ordinary way we can study every day, but now it's the time, the awareness of time. In an examination hall, you cannot be lazy. Examination hall. So it is, this is, I know, then when I pass the exam, I go to the next class. Automatically, even there is tiredness is there, but I have to pass the exam. Maybe a habit of sleeping very long time, but tomorrow is exam, no? And parents say, please go to sleep. No, tomorrow is my exam. I have to prepare my paper. 2 hours more you can study. Tell others, please. The children say, Mama, wake me up. Tomorrow is my exam. I want to wake up early. Internal enthusiasm is created. And so it's the inner, it is inner ability which helps us to open, make our intellect active. It's not that the mind is lazy, the intellect is not making decision what I have to do. And that's why it's a slow movement. There is a desire to do, I want to do it, a little bit later, please wait. After 10 minutes I will do it. Yeah, I am going to go in the class 10 minutes later. I go Amrit Vela just 5 minutes later, exactly 4 o'clock I will be there. So by the time I get up, the 10 to 4 I getting up, but to be ready, fresh my fresh up, or want to be active, actually also to make the brain waves also active. Because if I'm sleeping for so many hours, I need to make my this consciousness physically as well, myself active, fresh. I have to make the effort that oxygen flows through, so that I am not saying, sleeping, sitting, yes Baba, yes Baba. Yes, Baba. I'm saying yes, Baba. How I'm saying yes, Baba? With little bit tiredness or more tiredness. I am here, but I'm not there with Baba. So it was the see, not being active in action as well. So I need to fresh up, have a cup of tea. This in Madhuban, here in Gyansarovar, tea is ready. In order to be active. It's very good staying from there, here, there. So few minutes walk is there, no? From everywhere. Fresh air. So there are different methods to make us active. But alert is internally, not for Amrit Vela only, but in order to bring transformation in ourselves. If laziness is not of any other way, we can be very active, but subtle laziness is of renouncing, removing the rubbish that is accumulated for a long period of time. When Baba speaking about subtle laziness, and laziness, what happens? In laziness, things are there, and we know that I need to clean it. I need to do this. We accumulate. Create unnecessary things, unnecessary things with us. And so we need to bring transformation. So studying my own self, realization. And so when I have deep realization, what I need to transform myself, then I take action takes place. Otherwise we are lazy. If others want to draw our attention, we react to it. They say, no, I will do it. It's I myself. So as Baba says, we make excuses. I cannot make it. I am not so powerful. Or I don't accept the help of others either. Lack of realization. And the result is then we don't become accurate. We want to do, slowly want to do, but slowly doesn't happen. Anything is to be active is not slowly. Waking up is not slowly. Waking up is straight away eyes are opened. It is getting up is slowly. Woke up immediately. And so laziness is getting up, leaving the bed. Change from bed to bathroom. To be active, making a cup of tea, going to class, going to do other things. Transformation. And so this is accurate. It's a study. If I'm active, so intellect is able to recognize and realize that it's a padhai, it's income, it's a study, is source of income. Intoxication comes. It is not a pressure, it's a pleasure. And so when there's great enthusiasm and joy, you are not lazy at that time. So it is an income. We are earning an income. And in Sakar Murlis, Baba gives example many times that if in early days when ship will come from different places, the businessmen will open their shops at the seaport, very awake, because it's income. Even now, for example, now we don't travel so much by train, it's plane directly, but when we used to come, travel, train, garam chai, tea people, those at the station, they are very much awake. They are awake with the tea, having cup of tea in their hand. It's midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock, income. You get a big job, means a good job, big income. Habit is there that I sleep actually till 8 o'clock now. Really, I love morning time is the best to sleep now. That's the time, so fresh. Really, energy comes for sleeping in the morning. So people are convinced with that. But if the job is good, and you have to go far, now because income is there, people get up, they conquer laziness, income is there. So what it is that I am actually bringing in benefit for myself, we think of what achievement is there. Self-respect increases if I'm accurate and active. If I'm lazy, others are doing the things, a time comes and you begin to feel yourself a little bit inferiority or making excuses or trying sometime to criticize others. Many, as I say, it's not Raman, but it is Maya comes in as a difference. You can once again now see the difference between Raman's kingdom, Maya's rule. And so it's subtle weaknesses, subtle defects, automatically influence us. So, powerful determination as an income, imbibing all the virtues. Income is which brings self-respect. Loss brings sorrow. Then I'm climbing up the mountain. Or first it's a battlefield. It's a field of action, but it's also a battlefield. We are Shiv Shakti Pandav army. So it is not only we have to conquer five vices when we say it's anger, greed, lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. So where does laziness come from? Through body consciousness. Vices act on the field of body consciousness. My body is weak. My body is very tired. I worked so much yesterday. So we immediately begin to measure the capacity of the body and we forget the capacity of the soul. And then what happens, because of body consciousness, the capacity of the quality of the soul also cannot work properly because the land is not prepared. Even the quality in the soul is there. So it's the title of self-respect. I am victorious jewel. In a battlefield, even 1 second of carelessness or laziness will definitely not bring victory, will bring defeat. So I am a victorious jewel. I am Mahavir, brave soul. So in this way we make ourselves, using the the weapons that Baba has given, the subtle ornaments, which is called, on one side they are called weapons, other side they are called the ornament. It's decoration. So then I am wearing it. It's not somewhere else. Weapons is that you have to use when you have battled with others. Ornaments are my property. So when it is Swadarshan Chakra, Swadarshan, vision of my own self, self-realization. So I'm seeing all the time this self-realization. So here it is a mirror for my own self. So in order to have the true realization of my aim and object, what I want to achieve, true realization, what I want to transform, true realization, I want to glorify Baba, true realization, to be free from my old habits, nature, sanskaras, as a detached observer. So when this habit is not my, but it's there, so we are able to actually point out the weakness of others very easily and help others to conquer that, overcome that. We give yuktis and methods how you can conquer the situations. Here it is now staying the soul in the soul consciousness, and then this realization, the soul's original qualities, its living energy, its fire, its light. And light and lightness, when I'm light and lightness, there's no heaviness. There is great joy. There cannot be laziness. Heaviness brings laziness. Something has made my heart heavy, my mind heavy. So I wanted to again aware, look at what it is that had made me so weak or careless or lazy. So standing in front of the mirror, which is an ornament also, Swadarshan Chakra, Swadarshan, having my own realization, and standing in front of a mirror, and you really realize, clean mirror, not dusty mirror. Mirror can be dusty, and I won't see anything. And so there may be spot here, there, but I don't see it. But it's a clean consciousness, accurate. Then it makes me active. Honesty helps us to overcome laziness. Really deep determination to overcome weaknesses and achieve what Baba wants me to achieve, or I want to achieve. My willpower is a mirror. Power. We can conquer laziness, carelessness. Realization of the true self, of the quality within me, and also realization of careless and weakness in me. So now I'm standing in front of the mirror, and I have a spot here. I add food and some vegetable is there, right? And I stand in front of the mirror. Will I be lazy? Yeah, tomorrow it's okay. Slowly, slowly it will go away. No? Will I be lazy standing in front of the mirror? Or somebody else can help me? I'm not a baby. Baba says, you are not babies that you are to taught. You learn yourself. Instead of standing in front of the mirror, you automatically become active. There cannot be laziness there. So again and again, Baba is mirror. Self-realization is mirror. And also, if there is not joy in me, it's also a mirror that somewhere I had been careless. Carelessness, I did not take care of myself because I was lazy. It's the other side. Carelessness is the other side of laziness. Laziness is the other side of carelessness. And this is why careful, active, an all-rounder. The beginning, middle and the end. Not only just thought, not only desire, thought has to be powered with determination, determined thought. Wish has to be empowered with willpower. Then I change this weakness of laziness into being active. So it means the sanskaras will change, will automatically become, will be transformed when these two things first are made active. Mind and intellect. Desire is to do something, but I am not giving the aim to it. Desire, determination is not there. Thought is there, determination is not there. Desire is there, willpower is not there. So decision will not come into action. So intellect has to make decision. And that is, I need relationship with Baba. So Baba is living energy, benevolent being. Total stillness, but very active. So benefit for my own self. So it is a subtle way of thinking, with subtle weaknesses, which then does not allow me to become perfect. Perfect. Action is not perfect then. Action is being done, but somewhere defect is there. So my destination is very high. Destination is to become all virtuous, completely viceless. So if I am conquering vices, vices cannot be conquered without the virtues, without the power, inner power. And so laziness is a weakness, a defect, a shortcoming, carelessness. So just like, for example, this patience automatically brings the power of tolerance. My own self-respect helps me to protect myself against anger of others, against ego of others. So it is the kingdom we are being established, which is all round power, all virtues, the power of the mind, the power of the intellect, and power of my personality. Because it is laziness, he also is a lazy person. He this is very active. Personality is actually measured how it expresses itself. And so laziness does not allow us to express ourselves. And I am becoming great personality. So destination is very high. So very careful, climbing the mountain, highest destination. So all virtuous. So then if I want to conquer Maya, it means I have to conquer all the weaknesses. I have to conquer Ravana, I have to imbibe all powers, vices, I have to conquer vices. Maya, Ravana. So it is subtle, I have powerful determination, clarity in intellect and faith in intellect. I can conquer doubt in myself. I might not be able to do it. No, whatever I want to do, I will be able to do it. So it is just like virtue and vice. When we realize this, I need to bring light, to switch on the light, to finish the darkness. So active, alert, all-rounder. But alert first. So this mirror of self-realization, the power of determination, being detached observer of my weakness, then I am victorious. The bugle of victory will automatically play. Happiness will come in life naturally. And then happiness is there, there's no laziness. You dance, sing, swim. Swimming. Is it, perhaps fish can swim that is sleeping, but then human beings are swimming, are they sleeping also? Lazy? Active, no? So we are swimming in the ocean of love. We are swimming in the ocean of peace. We are swimming in the ocean of purity. We are swimming in the ocean of happiness. So here, connection with Baba brings joy in us. Singing praise of Baba, what we have achieved, opens our heart, and then again is joy in our life. So intoxication, inner bliss, helps us to overcome laziness. And then it is automatically in a blissful state, is fullness, is stillness as well. It's relaxed, but not lazy. It's joyful. You are still, but you are full, stable, powerful. And so what you have to do? It is making the intellect active, churning. Communication with Baba. Heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Appreciation what Baba has given us. So in this means the mind become active with an accurate understanding, realization of what Baba is giving us. What I have to, why I have achieved, and what I want to achieve. The goal is very clear. And I'm student. Student life is the best. The examination hall is there. This is also a test for me to overcome my own weakness. My weakness is, so I have to become powerful, not somebody else. No. So responsibility. Self-responsibility also helps us to conquer our laziness. Om Shanti. Thank you. It's time for meditation, so I finish here.